Libby Davies in the Nanny State Sodium Squad. The great Nanny State will take care of you. At least that's the plan if NDP health critic and Nanny State nut bar Libby Davies gets her way. Like all good socialists, Libby Davies believes the answer to every problem is the expansion of the Nanny State. In her eyes, there is no such thing as a problem that another government bureaucracy can't solve. Her latest Nanny State notion is the creation of a bureaucracy to, get this, manage the eating habits of Canadians so they don't eat too much salt. Libby's lunatic fringe wants this bureaucracy to force all food manufacturers to register their food products with them, along with the amount of sodium they contain. Davies tabled private members' Bill 460 to implement what she calls a national sodium strategy to combat high-salt diets. The bill's full name is An Act Respecting the Implementation of the Sodium Reduction Strategy for Canada, but it really ought to be called An Act to Implement the Nanny State Oversight of Your Kitchen. Her plan would force food producers to add warning labels to food packaging, just like cigarette manufacturers must place on cigarette packages today. I mean, my bill says that basically the labeling, making it clear that they're not meeting the guidelines and that they're contributing to cardiovascular diseases and so on, would have to be 50% of the size of the lettering of the product, Davies told reporters this week. It would also create a sodium reduction advisory committee that would report to Canada's Minister of Health. Sodium is the new Satan in Libby Davies' mind, and she won't stop until she's prevented every single Canadian from reaching for the salt shaker. If it sounds like I have nothing but utter contempt for Libby Davies, the Nanny State, and this ridiculous bill, it's only because I do. We're not a nation of four-year-olds, and it's high time idiots like Libby Davies figured this out. Any person with an ounce of common sense, which clearly excludes Libby Davies, would look to education to teach people about making healthy food choices. Education actually makes sense, so that's why Libby Davies doesn't want it. Why educate people when you can create a new government bureaucracy to control them instead? Brian Lilly made a great comment on his blog, lilliespad.ca. Pierre Elliott Trudeau famously said that the state had no business in the bedrooms of the nation, but today Canada's progressive left thinks they should be running every other part of our lives. Sadly, the majority of Canadians love nanny state bureaucracies like Libby Davies' proposed salt police. Canadians, by and large, are happy to abdicate their personal responsibility in favor of being told what to do by some faceless government bureaucrat. Brian Lilly went on to say exactly what was on my mind when I first heard of Libby Davies' nanny state nonsense. Quite frankly, he said, I'm tired of other people telling me what to do and how to live, and to be honest, these people aren't smart enough to run my life. Will this sort of stupidity ever end? Yes, it will. It will end when we employ our Canadian common sense and tell government to stay out of our kitchens as well as the rest of our lives. Just say no to the Nanny State. I would love to hear what you think about Libby Davies and the Nanny State Sodium Squad. Please leave your comments below. For more thought-provoking insights and current events commentary, please visit ChristopherDiarmani.com.